G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
Whether in the stunning setting of Rio de Janeiro or in the Sao Paulo Biennial Building, around 800 professionals from press vehicles from 28 countries met in February to cover the first G20 ministerial meetings under the Brazilian presidency. The topics covered by the journalists range from ongoing international tensions to the priorities presented by the Brazilian presidency of the G20, including the fight against hunger and poverty and the reform of global governance institutions. Journalist Hani Reda Aldersani from Ashark News in Saudi Arabia says that he is in Brazil to cover his first G20 ministerial meeting.
O Brasil é dos países que sabe organizar esse tipo de evento.
He says, Brazil is one of the countries that knows how to organize this type of international event. It's not the first time. We've already participated in several events. In particular, I have traveled to several countries. About the work that Brazil is doing in the G20, from the beginning, it has shown to the whole world that Brazil is interested in showing the size of Brazil that has returned to the world map. Ioni Wells, BBC News correspondent from London, England, highlighted the diversity of topics covered by international media outlets. She shared her impressions about the reception she received in Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, the journey here was very easy and the process was smooth. We met up with all the other press when we arrived at the base before traveling over here. So yeah, I think the process was all very straightforward, and it's nice to be in Rio, and where obviously I think for some of the leaders here it will be the first time they've been to Rio to see the city and the countries. So, yeah, it's really good to be here.
João Royo Gual, a Spanish correspondent who works for Sputnik, Russia's international news agency, took advantage of the meeting to exchange ideas and experiences with colleagues. He highlighted that Brazil's agenda at the G20, such as the fight against hunger and poverty, arouses global interest.
Para a gente é muito interessante, né, poder trabalhar num evento assim tão grande.
He says, to us, it's very interesting to be able to work at such a big event, because it's always good to meet people and sources, to see the leaders up close and to see if they'll want to speak. People have many memories of this fight against hunger. Basically, this is the banner of the fight against inequality. At the G20, the world has great expectations that this will be a very central issue. Nadia Pontes, Brazilian correspondent for Deutsche Welle in Germany, highlights the importance of Brazil's willingness to mediate in conflicts and bring in issues such as combating hunger and cooperation in the global south to the debate.
É interessante acompanhar como que o Brasil tenta se
She says, it is interesting to follow how Brazil tries to position itself in this role as a protagonist, but also bringing an agenda of combating hunger and poverty to this group. So it is clear that there is great interest, I think, from the global press in following developments and being present. Telesur, a television channel that broadcasts to countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, was at the G20. According to reporter André Vieira, in the context of the G20, Brazil is gaining prominence and positioning itself as a global protagonist. He says, I think it is an important moment for us journalists too, to be in contact with these different media outlets. So to us, it is also important to be here and find out more about these perspectives. To people like us, whatever we can cover, we will cover. Seeing how important these discussions are in these forums, believing that the conduct of Brazil itself can also give them a different face and present other debates. World leaders have left Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo, but the national and international press is still here, ready to continue following the developments of the G20 and analyzing its impact on the world stage. From Sao Paulo, with information from the G20, Enrique Villamil.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.